Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Boys. Podcast. Getting Slice reactions. This podcast all depends on you. Baby.
Tell all your friends you could be on. It's Slice time. Free dessert.
Brooklyn Boys Podcast Slice Time for episode number 291.
291 was a good episode.
It was a great episode.
Was a good Slice Time.
Yeah. We didn't really yell, did we? No.
I don't know, maybe.
I think the decibel meter was down on that one.
Decibel meter was down. Today is Tuesday, April 16th, day after tax day as we're recording this. Just want to remind everyone that the and I'll talk about it again on Brooklyn Boys. Thursday, April 18th, 2024, is the release of the latest Wacky Packages stickers, which are parody spoof artwork of existing products in the supermarket. They've been around since the 70s. Every few years, they release another set. And as I previously mentioned, a couple of the ones in the new set are mine. You can't buy them individually. So if you're kind enough, you want to buy the whole set. I don't know. Maybe it's $20. I don't want to spend other people's money. But it helps me out a lot if you buy it and if you're interested. So Wacky Packages available only at tops.com. And I guess you follow the prompts until you find
support,
where it says Wacky Packages.
Support.
If you're interested in the content. I know Justin will definitely be interested in the content.
Yeah.
Kicklow. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in the content, that's what I'm one of the things I've been up to lately.
Is this your version of sitting on a street corner with a cardboard box, playing a guitar,
I'm not looking
for tips?
Sure, yeah, I'll take it. Yeah. I'm not getting any money from this. It's just, it helps me with establishing myself and building my resume.
It's very important. Listen, that's why we've built this community.
I grew up collecting these, and I get to write for them. And Topps is, of course, the biggest baseball card company, in my opinion. And they have this line. It's like Garbage Pail Kids.
No, of course.
You know, Garbage Pail Kids, right? You collect the Garbage Pail Kids.
Yes.
I collect the Wacky Packages. Yeah. Same company, same basic theory. One's making fun of kids. One's making fun of products and stores. I love puns. So if I didn't already tell you which ones are mine, see if you can figure out which of the two of the set are mine. That's it.
Very
nice. All right, now we can go to play some talkbacks.
Yeah. If you left some feedback because you listened to the iHeartRadio app, you had a chance to click the microphone. We have them right here for you. They're all lined up.
The show.
They're ready to go.
Your Slice, it's your time.
This is your time, not ours.
Andrew from upstate. Yep. Just responding to Ariel talking shit because she's fucking annoying. Love you. Jesus. I'm going to get a fuck you 877 shirt.
Oh, by the way, before you... If this is the first...
He's going to write her name on the shirt.
This is the first time you're listening to Slice Time and being like, I never heard what the Brooklyn Boys fandom sounded like.
They sound a lot like
they
us.
They sound a lot like this, like this guy.
They sound a lot like us from the neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, here they are.
He sounds more like downstate.
Andrew like has an ongoing feud with Ariel. And that's
a couple of ongoing feuds.
There's some ongoing.
Let's try to end those.
You're going
to
be hearing those. If this is your first time listening to Slice Time.
Maryland's involved in one.
There's a lot. They're embroiled. They're tangled.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're hoping the Civil War will eventually come to an end. But yes. Okay. Sometimes they're commenting on the episode. Sometimes they're commenting on other people.
Andrew from upstate. just responding to Arielle talking shit because she's fucking annoying. Sorry, I still love you. I'm going to get a fuck you 877 shirt, and now I'm going to have a customized fuck you Ariel from upstate because that's how I fucking feel. Anyways, Cowboy Trucker, thank you so much for the shout out. I'm one of your biggest fans, you and Juan. So smile. Jesus loves you. And David Brody, I am now following you on TikTok, and I guess, Scary, I can follow you too.
Thank you,
whining son of a bitch. But my TikTok is Croup, there it is. It's me and my wife's account. I don't have my own account, so I have to borrow hers, which she makes me do videos that I don't want to do. But anyway,
wow.
I love all of you guys. I hated Slice Time. I now like Slice Time. And I really love talking shit, so let's keep it going!
Yeah, let's keep it going. Does your wife peg you at night too, Andrew?
No. Hey, by the way, technically it's mine and my wife's account. But that being said, love the attitude. Although, the Jesus loves you part, I don't know if that's in line with the fuck you Ariel part.
Yeah.
So let's in this time of the same month of Easter,
yeah.
let's be festive and kind to each other.
Yeah. Cue Rockin' Steve from the Bronx. Who I'm sure will also have some expletives in his talk back.
That's okay.
I'm kidding. I don't know if it's Rockin' Steve.
Yeah, next. Play the next call.
Hey guys, this is Angel from California. Oh yeah, God, that's some good stuff. Hey, you know, man, I want to say that I really enjoy calling in. You know, you guys are real nice.
And, Cheech and Chong?
Especially yeah. Mr. Scary, man. He's a bougie fellow, man, but he's all right, man. He's a nice guy, you know. And, you know, fuck that guy from... Yeah, that fucking Chad fucker, you know, he can go to hell, you know, with all his Brody, with Scary, nah, it's not going to be like that. It's always going to be Scary y Brody, todo el tiempo, all the time, brother. You know, man, I love you guys, man. Just keep it up, keep the good work up, and you should bring the trophy home next year, okay? So I'll see you later. I los guacho batos locos.
Yeah, about that, talking about podcast awards, and not just the ones that the iHeartRadio company does.
Oh, are you getting advertisements for them? I just got two this week on Facebook.
The Webbies, there's like three or four different...
The state awards?
There's different competing podcast awards. And let's just be honest. They're all subjective. There's hundreds of thousands of podcasts out there. Who's to say?
It's also a scam. They make you pay $200 to submit your podcast.
Who's to say that any of these qualify for what's really best? It's hard to find best in show.
Well, I think Angel from California would say we're the best. So go ahead.
It's nice. It would be great to be nominated. We were once. I think that's the end of us. Just saying.
Eh.
I don't think we'll be... Anyone's gonna recognize us.
Listen, if I win the lottery, I'll start entering us into the podcast awards that are popping up everywhere. But $200 to submit?
Yeah.
They should be paying us.
Fool.
Reggie here. I make sure to play all of my voice memos to you guys when they appear on the show to my friends. And they're like, wow, if you keep up this disgusting persona, maybe you'll be a regular. And I was like, excuse me, I already am a regular. I'm on every episode. I'm no Juan Valdez, but I'm getting there.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate you. All these inside jokes.
Eats the shitty, bloody stuff in the movie theater.
So far, every single one of these has been an inside joke. And if you're listening, if you're listening for the first time, you're like, what the fuck is going on here? Because you don't get it. You're not on
they
the
get
inside.
It. Our slices are smart enough.
No. The slices who contribute every week.
Even the ones that don't.
I'm trying to get new audience people.
Yes, but stop insulting them.
I want more people. I want a plethora of.
We have a plethora. We just need the aura.
Scary and Brody. Brody and Scary. Scarody. What's going on, my mans? You know who it is. I know you know. Don't pretend that you don't. You do.
Dayton.
Listen, with all this conjoint twin talk, it got me thinking. Can you imagine if the both of you were conjoint together?
They'd kill each other.
Between the two of you, who do you think would get on each other's nerves more if you were attached to the hip?
Oh, I would get on Scary's
nerves. I would need earplugs.
Scary would be eating at Red Robin with me, be pissed.
I'd be so angry. And then I'd be spending Brody's money on a bougie restaurant.
That's right. No, I wouldn't be able to eat. I'd have to go to him to the fancy restaurants. They were like, you have to eat something, sir. You're in the restaurant. I go, no, he's eating for us.
Hey, I don't know if you've seen me on social media. Reggie's Fur Today, Gone Tomorrow. I have a back shaving business where if you're tired of wearing an extra sweater under your shirt, I'll shave your back for you. But if you like the warmth, I can also braid it. I'm not good at the braiding. It's mostly knotting it, but it's kind of the same.
All right. Thank you.
We're plugging businesses now.
I guess so. It's free advertising here.
Let's get the comments about the podcast, please. Come on.
Brooklyn Boys, we're in Canal, South Florida. All right. About the sodas, my aunt got back to me. They aren't both just as bad. Regular sodas are worse because sugar is bad for your teeth and promotes tooth decay. Whereas artificial sweeteners do not promote tooth decay. Secondly, sugar isn't bad for you, but since it has no nutritional value and there are about 9 to 11 teaspoons of sugar in a can of regular soda, depending on the flavor, it just adds extra calories to a person's total for their day.
I beg to differ. I would do some more research.
Sugar's bad for your teeth.
No. He was trying to make the case that diet soda is better for you than regular soda.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
He said
regular soda contains sugar.
Not good. He said regular soda is not good. He never compared it to.
Listen,
diet
let's play
soda.
That again.
Brooklyn sure. Boys, we're in Canal, South Florida. All right, about the sodas, my aunt got back to me. They aren't both just as bad. Regular sodas are worse because sugar is bad for your teeth.
Regular sodas are worse. No, yeah, that worse. Is not true. It's not true.
All right,
I'm telling you. Google it. All the chemicals in diet, there's a lot and it's bad.
All right.
I just saw a TikTok video about
I drink diet soda. I've lived more than you. So your theory's out the window.
On what's in Red Bull. Oh my God.
It gives you wings because it deforms your genetics.
And the energy drinks, when they break it down, energy drinks are worse for you than regular soda.
All right, you've been listening to the Dietitian Podcast.
Well, your dog's a fan. Who's that, Percy?
No, my dog's disagreeing with my dog. Just said, "Fuck you." Diet soda's better.
Is that Moots?
That was Percy. Percy Moots. No, Moots.
Moots.
Not mozzarella. You say mozzarella?
If you have a few 150 calorie cans of soda per day, that can be a substantial amount of extra calories. Obesity is the number one nutritional problem in the U.S.
Yes,
and so drinking a lot of sugary beverages can contribute. Diet beverages do not contribute any calories and are a safe and tasty alternative to water.
No.
There is no credible evidence that one or two cans a day will lead to any adverse health consequences. If you don't like the taste, then don't drink them.
No. Diet soda has toxins in it. And then the toxins, fat attaches to toxins. It makes you more obese.
Fat attaches to sugar. And then play the next one.
I'm just telling you.
Not doing a dietitian podcast.
I'm letting you know. I'm telling you what happens.
So sorry, okay, last one.
Just, oh, Jesus Christ.
So just so you know, she, like I said, she has a PhD in biology, unlike a lot of people on this podcast.
She meaning I'm not the saying everyone referenced
sure
a week ago.
Right people here with PhDs, but she has a PhD in nutrition, biology, majoring in nutrition. So I would take her word for it that she knows what she's talking about.
No, not when she's telling you, she's offering diet soda to everybody. It's the worst thing you could put in your system.
I'm pretty sure there's a lot of things worse than
I'm
diet
just
soda
saying.
To put in your system. All right. Drink antifreeze.
Right? Working out South Florida.
Oh, God.
I talk about don't give a shit. my aunt also said you should remember that these small companies still have tens of millions of dollars in backing. And a lot of that money could also go to trying to prove and paying off doctors to do studies that purposely prove that things are bad for you. And there are things out there that are bad for you that FDA approves. But you have to remember that it's not that these small companies aren't, you know, they're here to make money. They're not here just to.
I'm sorry. His point was lost on me. I'm not trying. Okay. We're just going to move on. I don't get it. He's trying to say that small companies are the ones that are paying for these things. No, it's actually the big companies. It's the quite opposite. Those are the ones with the endless cash.
Okay, but why would Coca-Cola pay to cover up diet? They sell soda. They sell regular and diet.
The FDA conversation
will
never end.
You're going to buy the soda either way. I'm not doing that again. Let's
I know we're not. You got bashed for it last week. You got hammered out by the slices.
No, I did not.
Hey, Brooklyn Boys. Brooklyn boys. You know who Janie this from is. Queens. Jimmy, Julie, Jenny, whatever the fuck from Queens.
From the Bronx. From the Bronx.
Gary, you talked a lot about Big Scissors last episode. Isn't Big Scissors the name of some, like, plus-size porn star you're a fan of or a plus-size OnlyFans model you follow? Just curious.
Maybe.
Big Scissors. Big Scissors. Well, that'd be one of the... Big Scissors is a lesbian couple on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, Brody and Scary, Scary and Brody. This is Kelsey from Texas, longtime listener, first-time caller. Nice.
What up?
Just wanted to say thanks for the signed shirt and bonus stickers. I got them earlier this week and couldn't wait to check everything out. You guys announced this right around my birthday, so I really had to jump on it. I'd say this is definitely one of the best gifts I've gotten myself. Love you guys. Aww. Slice for life.
Thank you so much.
And welcome aboard to Slice Time, Texas.
Yes.
And she didn't comment about whether or not her bag was put together messy or perfectly.
Well, she was thinking it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Brooklyn boys. Amy from Queens here. Ha ha. You guys were talking about tipping people and when to tip and stuff like that. Well, there was a handyman in the building where I live who, when he would come up to fix something, instead of tipping him with cash, we would tip him with food. Produce or something like that, because, you know, hashtag tribe, we feed people. And he would be happy as fuck. He'd be like, great, I don't have to buy lunch now. Thanks.
Okay.
Well, I hope you gave him a $10 apple, because that's what you probably should have given him instead of the apple. I mean, unless you gave him like a sandwich, you know, that's fine.
Brody and Scary, you don't want free stuff? Who you work? Who's your co-host? You don't want free stuff? You get free stuff all the time. David Foti missed it when you said, I don't want free stuff. I thought you don't want free stuff. You want free stuff. You want your free dessert.
Okay.
I cannot argue with that for so many reasons. We want free stuff. All absolutely.
Right. Hey, Brody. When you were talking about the bios, you said you admit you were wrong years later. Bump, my guy, I'd never heard you admit you were wrong. Even when you called a computer a PC computer. Personal computer. That's as bad as ATM machine. Admit it, my guy. Hit the jingle.
We now
and
have
on a lighter note, scary. Hey, I heard about you charging your phone when you go to the bathroom. You probably know about this, but you can use a MagSafe portable charger so you never have to leave it on the charger. It could be something you might want to consider.
All right, maybe.
Vinny from Brooklyn. Just want to tell you guys, talking about these Dysons, I have the V15 cordless for a couple of years now. Best vacuum I've ever owned.
Thank you.
Worth the $700, $800 that it was when it was brand new. And my wife just got the Dyson Airwrap hair dryer for her and my daughter.
Yep, loves it.
I have long hair too, so I use it. Amazing. Works 100 times better. Worth the $500 that we paid for it.
Thank you.
Holy
have
shit.
Have a good one, guys.
I got to figure. Vinny, are you hiring?
Maybe.
Holy shit.
Maybe you Vinny, ask I Santa Claus it. To bring you a gift.
Santa Claus doesn't know where I live. Vinny from Brooklyn coming in hard with the appliances.
Dyson, I'm telling you, I would not steer
okay,
you wrong.
Okay, but I'm sure he calls it a hairdryer. He doesn't go, honey, where's the Dyson?
No, it's more than a hairdryer. It's a Dyson.
All right, Beamer.
And it's not a garbage can. It's a simple human.
Right, which your father didn't want.
A simple.
You should get your father a Dyson vacuum cleaner. See what he says.
A simple
Anthony,
human.
I don't want it. I could have bought a car for this kind of money. When are we getting your father on the podcast?
Not soon enough. He was kind of upset. He missed it.
Yeah, last time we couldn't get him.
We'll get him on Brooklyn Boys in a couple of days.
All right.
We need to talk to him about something.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Wow, that jingle kind of came out of nowhere. I wasn't expecting it. We're on a roll there for a minute. We have people with we have people feuding. We have people doing impressions of other Slice Time callers.
I don't know.
We have people faking their names.
I don't know how I feel about all these people feuding.
Well, it wasn't as many as I thought we were going to get. So,
all right.
Let's see about the second half of the show. What happens?
Brooklyn boys, in regards to Slice Time, this new Nick guy, good caller. That's Juan Valdez, brother. That's Juan Valdez.
Oh, he's calling him out. He's saying that that new caller is Nick.
No, that new caller Nick is Juan. The guy who just called?
I guess.
Doing an impression of Juan? No, I don't think so.
Scary and Brody. Brody and Scary. It's Dez, a.k.a. Dez with the sexy voice, a.k.a. to Dez Bombs, baby. Thank you guys for my shirt. I loved it. It was fantastic. Yes, Brody, I did appreciate your packaging. It was fine. I understand that Scary likes to put his stuff all nice and neat. I give you credit for that too, Boo-Boo. I think that's fantastic. Both of you guys together make a great team. Now listen, the other thing is we got to talk about people with these tablets, all right? What is that shit? Dez Bombs, part two. So, Brody, 100% right for giving the kid a tip. I normally, in that situation, probably wouldn't have, but I totally agree with you. He gave you a solid tip to let you know that his dad was going to be out and where he was going to be and where you would be able to see him. So, in that scenario, totally get it. Other than that, I really don't get the whole, like, you're throwing a muffin into a fucking bag and now I got to give you money. I don't get it. Guys, I really don't understand.
We agree.
It upsets me because it's crazy.
Yes, it's out of control.
Did you catch that? Not only did she agree with me, but Dez with the sexy voice, you heard it. We have it on audio. We have it on tape now. She said she likes my packaging.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
All right. So you want
to record. You want to replay that late at night to yourself?
No, I'm going
to
make it my ringtone.
On loop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Brooklyn boys. David Brody, first and foremost, thank you for fixing the spelling of my name on my sweatshirt. Really appreciate it.
Kathy?
Also, want to mention that Scary didn't spell his name correctly. He spelled it SKEEYJONER. I did leave a message. This is Stacy from PA on the last
Slice Time,
but I don't know if I didn't make the cutoff in time. But again, I do really appreciate that. Do really appreciate that you took the time to sign my shirt. It's nice and neat. David Brody. Also,
you're welcome.
Scary. I do have to agree with you on the Dyson products. Love the Dyson products. Have some vacuums. Have some fans. Might have to try the hair dryer. David Brody. Love the concert story. Love this episode. Keep up the good work, guys. Love you.
Thank you. Some positive reinforcement.
That was a great call. By the way, part two of the concert story is next Brooklyn Boys.
Dez Bombs, part three, I promise, is the last one. Guys, I really don't have anything against tipping at all. I spent the majority of my teenage years in high school and in college busting my ass working in all different kinds of restaurants, catering halls, you name it, waiting tables, bussing tables, doing everything to pay my bills and do what I needed to do. So it has nothing to do with not wanting to dip. I tip 20 to 30% at all times with great service without even hesitation. The issue is that where does it stop, you know? Where are we going to just draw a line and be like, all right, listen, don't be swinging no tablet at me.
Yeah, I agree, Dez Bombs. Every time I see that iPad swivel, I know that they're hitting me up for a tip, and I know I'm about to be bamboozled. Not going to fall for it any time. That's it. And I'm not going to feel bad either.
I went and picked up one dish at the Thai restaurant. Little pad see you, no vegetables. All the guy did was take the bag off the ledge, hand it to me.
Yeah.
And he turned the screen around.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. The cooks made the food. Are you sharing the tips with the cooks?
Stupid.
Stop it. I can't with the swivel. Apple, fuck you.
Hi,
Apple.
Again,
you and
this
your swivel.
Is Victoria from Brooklyn and fellow Mark Twain grad. I have a question
nice.
For Scary. Just want to know if you see Michael McDonald because you thought he was black, if you're going to my man him. Just wondering.
No.
He might my white man him.
I did.
That's a great question.
Yeah. Michael McDonald.
If Michael McDonald comes up to the radio station, like the Q1043, you know, next door, would you go down the hall to meet him and tell him? Would you tell him, like, hey, I thought you were black?
I think if the setting was right, I would have to make that stunning admission. Yeah. I can't be the only one.
You're not. You're just the only one on this podcast.
He's very soulful. Very soulful.
He is very soulful. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait a minute. I have a question. If he was your pen pal, right? But you had another friend named Michael, you would have referred to him as Black Michael McDonald, Black Michael. And then if you met him, you'd have to change his name, but you already had a Michael friend. So maybe Michael too thought you were Black Michael. What would his name be?
Man, you think way too deeply sometimes.
Yeah, I do. Well, that's what I'm here for. That's why the people love me. Hit the next one.
Oh my gosh, this is Marilyn from Omaha. Brody, give him like $50. You're meeting one of your idols.
Right.
Like, really? You know, I thought Scary was going to say that thing about his dad being in the box. That's funny, like Tay-Tay does. But how he gave you like the chance to meet your idol. And Scary, good job on ketchup. Like, you should not have that bad shit. It is.
That's right. Organicville ketchup, and I have Organicville mustard.
Dude, Organicville ketchup, I'm telling you, it's like in a movie. Hey, Mike, pass me that Organicville ketchup. You got it, Steve.
You're eating high fructose corn syrup, people.
No, I'm not.
You're Simply not. Hines. Okay, Simply Hines. But there's Thank other you. Things in there that are not good for you.
There's plenty of things in. You know what? You know what's in that bottle of ketchup? Desperation and despair. That's what's in your bottle of ketchup.
No. There's not a lot of added sugar in my Organicville ketchup. In fact, there is no added sugar. That's why it's awesome.
Okay.
Let's scroll back a few talkbacks to the
Scary is going to be doing shooters of fructose corn.
We just played a series of talkbacks saying that soda's bad for you, worse for you than diet soda, which it's not.
But I don't drink glasses of ketchup.
No,
though.
But that soda has high Shot fructose glasses, maybe. Has high fructose corn
not,
syrup in
not
it.
Not the ketchup I eat. Simply Heinz.
Organic.
You can buy organic or Simply. They don't have Simply Organic yet.
Hey,
but I still would trust it from Heinz over from Cityville.
All right. Organicville.
Like product. Organicville. Right. Now, who's the mayor of Organicville? You? I'll tell you why I should be mayor of Organicville.
What was the SNL sketch with Justin Timberlake? When he was the...
Bring it on down to Homelessville.
Bring it on down to Organicville.
in a douchey ketchup costume.
Hey, Brody, it's Scary.
What is it? You know where it's located next to? Was it... it's by next to Paraben Town.
Paraben
Town. That's the other side of the tracks. Don't go over to Paraben Town. Stay here in Organicville.
Hey, Brody and Scary, it's Maddie from Brooklyn and the Bronx. On the DJ Khaled comment that he doesn't go below the belt, that's not a new thing. People have been known about it. In fact, Nicki Minaj calls him out on it on her song Barbie Dreams, which is a remix of a Biggie song, when she says, there's no fat dude telling me what he ain't eating. And I'm just saying, she makes a fair point.
Wait a minute, did Nicki hook up with Khaled? Is that something I'm not aware of?
I don't know if they have. No, but she's just calling him out anyway, whether they hooked up or not.
Oh, by the way, did you see the video I sent you? The fight at the Nicki Minaj concert?
Yes, I did.
There's like six girls brawling. One girl had no pants on. She had like a thong. Someone must have ripped her shit off. And the comments are fantastic. You got to read the comments.
Oh, my God.
Brooklyn That's boys. Awesome. Jamaica Rasta Bacon from Sarasota, Florida. Sometime New York. Brody, episode 291. You mentioned... you're interested in a radio position in Washington, D.C., but it's in Washington, D.C. I guess it's a distance. Why did you leave one radio show, which is a huge radio show, and trying to get a job on another radio show? What's going on there, man?
Less responsibility. Less time commitment. And it wasn't in the morning.
Jamaica Rasta Bacon again. What can one other... morning show or radio station offer you that the Elvis Duran morning show or iHeart cannot offer you, Brody? Give us a scoop. What's going on?
There's no scoop. I needed a break after 24 years. I covered this already. That doesn't mean I'm never going to work again.
No, You got to shut yourself down. You made a commitment.
Right.
Stay away from the industry.
And I just said there was a show that interested me. I'm not moving, and I'm not going back into morning radio so fast. And hey, again, D-boy. It had to do with the responsibility of that job. I've talked to you guys about this. I didn't just work on the morning show. I also worked in the comedy department till 7-8 o'clock at night. I had two jobs. It was 5:30 in the morning until 7-8 o'clock at night. It was a lot of hours. So that's why being on like a one job, easy morning show without 20 people and internship programs, I had a lot of shit to do and a lot of work. Kicking back on another morning show someday, if that ever happens, it will not have the time commitment or the responsibilities I had with the morning show at Z100 and at the Elvis Duran show. That's
hey, B-Boys, Christy from Saddlebrook. I went through the Anne Frank house as a Christian. I'm also a World War II Holocaust kind of buff. I read a lot, and I loved the Anne Frank house, but I was crying my eyes out through the whole thing. I felt numb. I felt connected. I don't think you need to be Jewish to feel something.
No, I didn't say that.
Scary, I think you will learn a lot and also learn from it.
Thank you.
I would imagine that the majority of people that go there, simply because of the majority of the world the population is not Jewish. The majority of people that go to the Anne Frank house are not Jewish.
Yeah.
I'm saying Scary isn't going to have the impact because things don't hit Scary the way they hit some people.
Give me a little more credit. Give me a little more credit there, David Brody.
Scary will understand it. Scary will ponder it. He will reflect on it.
And then I'm going to go to the Heineken factory.
Then he'll go to the Heineken factory and be fine. Yeah.
Well, I have to drink it off after what I've seen. I'm like, oh my God, I need a drink after this.
This is MJ from NJ. The conjoined twins episode. What if the person farts, but like the husband's there, but it wasn't me? Like, who do they blame? I don't know. I was just thinking that. That whole thing, it's crazy. Also, slices, be nice to each other. This is not the playground in kindergarten. Okay. Love you guys. Yes, this is still continuing. They're about the conjoined twins.
Is it conjoined talkback?
I could imagine the question. I mean, the farting. What about do they get a monthly period? I don't even know if they could get pregnant. I mean, this is so many things. Unbelievable. I mean, God bless them for, going through
it's
all of this.
It's wearing her out.
Anyway, love you guys, and have a great day. And
you too there, MJ.
I tell you, one of the best topics, non-ranting topics we've done. Like just news stories that we've covered. And there's been conjoined twins forever, but these two getting married to the one guy, best story of the year. Best story
there's
of the
also
year.
Two, these guys attached at the head. They literally share a head. You see that one? Oh my God. And they're like, they're in their 30s.
Sort of what that guy's doing on his wedding night with the conjoined girls.
No, the one guy looks down the whole time. He's looking down. The one guy's looking down because he's attached at the head. He's got to have back problems, neck problems.
Does he have his own back?
It's called some cranial conjoined something. They're conjoined twins as well.
Now, if those conjoined twins hooked up with the girl conjoined twins and the guy is already looking down, his head's already down, no DJ Khaled problem there, I'm thinking.
So the FDA thing, they're just a regulatory body. Congress makes the laws that govern our food and what goes in it. They just enforce those laws. They have no ability to change anything. It's Congress that changes everything. It's called a watchdog group. Look it up. Same thing with the EPA and all that. Congress has to make the laws, and then they essentially enforce them. So if you want to get pissed off, part two. Just getting back to it, Congress makes the laws, FDA just goes ahead and enforces them or makes recommendations, but Congress is the one that tells you or tells it what they can and cannot put in the food. If you're going to get pissed off at those useless old people that are in Congress, and they're the ones that you should get mad at.
All right.
As long as we know who to get mad at, I got to get mad at somebody, right?
Exactly. Brody needs to hang his shit on somebody.
Somebody.
And this is the last one for this week.
Wow.
Come to the end. Here it is.
That was fast.
Brody, I love you, but not for nothing. Grilling Scary on this profile nonsense for an entire episode almost is a little too much. He proved you wrong. Everything you brought up, he explained pretty well. I don't know if this was just for content, but it's coming off a little jealous, a little bitter.
All right.
What was I bitter about? I said my profile is very similar to his in that we have the same attitude and opinionated personality. The whole point of our podcast is to make fun of each other. That's what we do. I got sent this by, and by the way, it was one break. Once we go to commercial, we change topics. It wasn't the whole show.
Not all the time.
I'm sorry you didn't enjoy it. I'm also sorry that's the last talk back.
Yeah.
I'd like to end on a positive Brody note.
Let's end on a sour note for David Brody. I like that.
I would like to end on a always Brody and Scary kind of call. Brody, I agree with you. Can we play Des again talking about how she likes my packaging?
No.
I don't dislike that call. It was a good call.
We'll see you later this week.
Sound like a more, you know, bitter.
Fade out. Reactions. Who's wrong, who's right. This podcast all depends on you. Talkbacks are phenomenal. Baby. Tell all your friends you could be on. It's slice time. Free
dessert. A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.